If you live in the Northeast or Midwest, you probably had a cool, wet summer, and for some, that was a welcome contrast to hot and sticky summers. Yet as we begin the month that includes Halloween, we're sorry to report that the unseasonable weather claimed a notable victim, the pumpkin. Emily McCord of member station WYSO in Yellow Springs, Ohio, reports on the fate of this year's crop.
I'm at Tom's Corn Maze in Southwest Ohio, and I'm hanging out with the pumpkin lady.
You want to go to the pumpkin patch?
Yeah, okay.
We can hop on my golf cart and go check things out.
She also goes by Marie Eby. It's her job to decide what seeds to plant and figure out the layout of the pumpkin patch.
And so you can see there's a lot of pumpkins out there yet. It's just that I know the numbers are down. When we get in the area of the white ones, we see very few. And those over the past few years have really gotten to be a big seller, white pumpkins. People like ghost pumpkins.
Vanishing ghost pumpkins mean some disappearing revenue, too. Eby says the harvest of some of her varietals is half of what it was last year. While much of Ohio appears to be on track for this year's pumpkin harvest, the weather has caused sporadic problems across the Midwest, especially for small growers like Eby. And in the Northeast, it's been even more dramatic. Maine's pumpkin harvest, for example, is expected to be off by 50%.
This happens maybe once in 10 years.
Elwin Taylor studies climatology and its effect on crops at Iowa State University. He says some pumpkin producers are concerned.
They're afraid that they're not only small, but that they are not as robust as they should be, so they will not ship well nor store well.
He says cool weather can actually be very good for crops that take a long time to ripen, but it can be hard on plants that have a short window of time to mature.
So we think it will work out well for the corn, not so well for the pumpkins.
Illinois produces one quarter of the nation's pumpkin supply, and the crop there looks pretty good, though it's likely you'll be paying a bit more for your pumpkin this year. For NPR News, I'm Emily McCord.